Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and promising yourself you'll deal with it later, you're not broken, you're normal. Join us for a free live masterclass to learn a simpler way to bring clarity and relief. Visit lessmathmoremoney.com and we look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
If your business is making money, but your bank account says otherwise, our guest today, Shannon Simmons, is here to show you how real profit starts with a simple shift, and there are no spreadsheets required. So I'm excited to introduce you to Shannon Simmons. Her company is called Fit for Profit, and today we're going to talk about profit in your business. So welcome to the show, Shannon. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Shannon, I'm always excited to hear people's journeys to how did you get to where you are today? And also, we're huge fans of Profit First, so we're so excited about this conversation. So tell us about you.
This actually goes back quite a ways, actually, but I find that's true for most people when it comes to money and their stories, because we really do have a relationship with money, and it usually starts in childhood. So my childhood growing up, money was a source of a lot of conflict in my household. And that really led to an unhealthy relationship with money that I wasn't aware of, but I knew that I wanted to change that for other people. I didn't want other people to have this conflict, and especially kids. I didn't want them to grow up with it. And so I had this idea that accounting would somehow solve that, because I'm a very practical person. Lo and behold, public accounting did not solve that problem for a lot of people. But that's what led me then to start my own business after 2 years of public accounting. And I just really wanted to help small business owners understand their financial reports. I thought that would help solve the problem. And then in 2013, I had a tax bill that I couldn't pay. I don't know, that kind of felt like when you go to a doctor or a personal trainer who doesn't look to be in the best shape. I was the accountant who was helping people, but wasn't following my own methods. And that didn't really feel good at all. And so I started a tax account at that point. And then 18 months later, somebody brought me Profit First. And I was like, oh, wait a second. I actually grew up with this system in my household. My mom had an envelope box and she divvied up all the money. So I just had never made the leap that same system could be applied to business and kind of modernized with bank accounts. So it made a hell of a lot of sense to me. And I implemented it and then started helping people to do that same thing in their business. And along the way, I did a lot of my own money mindset work. And realizing that childhood stuff, I was still carrying it with me. And I did a lot of work to change it. And then I was like, so are our clients. They are also carrying all of that with them. And so we were helping them with a practical system, Profit First, but sometimes they were still self-sabotaging or they were falling off the wagon or whatever it was. And I was like, this isn't about a system anymore. This is about that head stuff. And so then we started incorporating that in our business. So that's the long, windy road of how I got to where we are right now with incorporating money management systems and mindset into how we help our clients.
So that's, you're really helping them with a wealth relationship shift, aren't you?
Yeah, we really are. We really want people to have a mindset that will help them get the goals that they know they want. They just don't even know how they're self-sabotaging most of the time.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because I think it was Kirsten always says there is only one word in the English language that can drum up so much emotion, and that's the word money, whether it's guilt and shame or excitement or fear or whatever it is. That mindset shift is so important.
Yeah, and we see a lot of people out in the world, like I am a bookkeeper, an accountant by training, and we do bookkeeping at Fit for Profit. And there's a lot of people who are addressing the practical pieces of it. You can go learn how to do bookkeeping, learn how to read financial reports on YouTube, all the things. And there's also a lot of people who are helping with mindset, but I don't see very many people that are doing both in the same program. And that's what I love to do, because you really do start to see big shifts, not just small ones.
Yeah, because if you're afraid of money, because that's what we find, a lot of business owners are afraid of money, or they don't want to acknowledge where their money's going because that brings the shame. Or it makes them see my business isn't bringing in enough money. Maybe I need to raise my prices, and that's uncomfortable. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yes, all of those things. And it's so interesting to me too. I told you my story with all the conflict that I grew up with. I also have two sisters. And so the way that an experience gets integrated into your mind is so interesting to me because we all grew up with that same experience, but some of us have come out with this like need to almost hoard money because we didn't have enough, quote unquote, growing up. And other people, I don't want to name my sisters, but others of us, I feel like because we couldn't spend it as a child, we are like spendaholics and freak out about it. And so it's really interesting to me how it doesn't matter what the experience is, it can manifest itself in different things. But yeah, Kirsten, you're right. Like the fear, some of our clients, we've been doing this for 17 years now, and I have clients who will hire us and then we don't hear from them. Mostly bookkeeping clients, right? Because they just want their books done. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to deal with it. Just get it done so that I can get my taxes done so I don't have to deal with it. And really, it comes down to either fear or guilt and shame around it or all of it. And so once we started to address that, we actually got better reactions and interactions with our clients as well, because now they're not so afraid of numbers on a piece of paper, is really what it comes down to.
So how do you help them with their relationship with that money or that wealth and getting them excited about it and thinking about it in a positive way?
Yeah, first step with most of anything is awareness around what is the relationship already. Like I said, a lot of people don't even realize what it is. So what I love is we don't have to go back to those childhood stories. We don't have to go back to those memories because that's really not fun for a lot of people. I've done it and I can understand where it's coming from now. But we really focus on the present and really being aware of what's going on in your physical body when you are dealing with a money transaction. So whether it's sending an invoice so that you can get paid, receiving money, is your heart rate picking up just even thinking about that? Like Kirsten mentioned earlier, raising prices, is your heart rate picking up? And when you're thinking about, oh my gosh, I have to ask for more money, or even on the spending end, do you get really nervous? Is your, like I said, your heart rate picking up, your breathing picking up? Do you notice tension in your body? That's really what we have people do. Just spend a week like writing down every time you have an interaction with money and what does it feel like in your body? Because once you notice that and you're aware of it, we can begin to shift it. We don't even have to know what the story is behind it. We just know that our body is reacting and we're having that response. And then we can start to say, okay, what's another action we can do to get our body into our nervous system, right? Into a calm state before we proceed with that money interaction so that we teach our body money is safe. It's not that story from years ago that we're still carrying in our body. So I think that's the first thing that we do with most of our clients, just awareness and then small shifts.
So after you help them get into their bodies and understand that they can be safe with money, and I love that, safe with money, because again, I think that we don't realize that it is the safety or not. How do you help them strategically move in to using and understanding profit first? Because we love that book, but I'm really excited to find out how do you integrate that with your clients?
I like to talk about three different steps when it comes to money, and they're not linear. They're just three areas that we have to deal with. First, we have to make money because if we're not making anything, there's nothing to manage. But marketing people are really good at helping you make money and bring people into your business. So we don't talk about that too much at the beginning. Then we learn to value money. So that's getting your mind, that's getting your values aligned with how you're spending. That's getting your actions aligned with how your goals are and what your goals are in business, making sure that the actions are getting you there when it comes to money. And then we need to keep it or manage it, right? So we've got money coming in, we value it, we know what we want to do with it. How do we actually do that? So, like I said earlier, profit first, I really talk about it being the modernization of the envelope system because we're now using bank accounts. But it's really about giving every dollar that comes into our business a purpose before we spend it and making sure that your taxes are going to be covered so that you don't end up like me 10 years ago now. Making sure that you have money left at the end of the day, because Jean said in the intro, like, people come to us all the time, and the bottom of my profit and loss says, I have money, I made money. but it's not in my bank account. Like, where is it? And people don't realize that there are other places for your money to go on your balance sheet. If you have debt, that's not on your income statement. If you're paying yourself too much money, which we actually do see this sometimes with, especially with online business owners, if this is actually how I got in trouble back 2013, my husband lost his job. And so my business was the sole supporter of our family. And I was taking so much out of the business, I didn't have enough to pay taxes. And I didn't have enough to hire help and things like that. It can be taking too much money out. It can be not spending money in the right places. Do you need marketing or do you need team? That kind of, those two things, like, it really depends on what your goal is in business. But that is one of the things that we will look at and help people decide what do they need. And then creating bank accounts, those buckets, like Profit First talks about. Every business needs five, making sure that you are profitable, that you're paying your taxes, that you're getting paid as the owner. Whether you're getting paid too much or not enough, we want to fix that. We want to get you paid so that you're not burning out. That's what we see when people who can't pay themselves enough, they start burning out. And then whatever's left is for operating expenses. And that's the big shift for a lot of people because they pay their operating expenses first and then they think they're going to live off what's left. And that's really hard to do because there won't be much left because our mind says spend everything that we have. So that's Profit First in a nutshell.
And I think for a lot of people, having this conversation, you can have a business that's doing $1 million a year and the business owner's making 50,000. You can have a business that's doing 150 and the business owner's making 100,000. So
Exactly.
it's understanding, like, managing the operation expenses is hard because I think people think if I spend more money, I'm going to make more money. And that's not always the case.
Yeah, exactly. And again, a lot of it goes back to mindset. It also goes back to how we are naturally wired as human beings. So, one of the things that the author of First talks about is Parkinson's Law, which says the more of a resource we have, the more we will spend. And I always like to tell people, use this analogy. When you know people are coming over to your house for you're having company over, you might know that for, I don't know, 3 hours or 3 months. Does it matter? When do you clean? Usually the day before, right? The hour before. So when we have 3 months of time, it doesn't matter. If you know you have, if you only have 3 hours, you're still going to get the cleaning done. It usually happens in the last hour. The same is true with our money. Like Kristen said, if we have $1 million, we will spend $1 million and we'll pay ourselves 50,000. If we have $150,000, usually we will spend 125 and pay ourselves 20. Whereas if we just take a little bit off the top, if we take 1%, let's say, off the top, all of a sudden that $1 million business is paying the owner $100,000 just by taking 1% off the top and not allowing yourself to spend the $950,000.
Yeah, I know there's so many little things that can add up. Software subscriptions or things that you signed up with that may be very small monthly expenses. You add up all those small monthly expenses and they get big.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize maybe your CRM has something else included, a calendar scheduling system included with it. And so they're paying for a CRM over here and they're paying for a calendar link over here. See these things all the time. And it's maybe there is a reason, but have you identified that reason as necessary and worth the extra cost? Because a lot of times people haven't. It's just they pile on expense after expense. And one of the things we do with our client is a quarterly expense audit and just making sure that they're looking at their bank accounts every single quarter at least and analyzing, is this expense driving profitability in my business?
I love that. Is it driving profitability? It's a great way of putting it.
How do you help them boost that productivity, but without frustrating and burning out and feeling like they're stretching themselves so far?
Yeah, I mean, it is a balance, right? It's always a balance between efficiency and profitability. And so I'm not going to tell somebody like you have to cut your team out completely. Like there's a healthy amount of team and let's get your business to that healthy amount, or there's a healthy amount of marketing or whatever it is, wherever we see that they're overspending, right? We try to figure out like how can we get that really working efficiently for you? So are there systems that you need to implement? Is there a software that will save you money and or time with your team or time with yourself? There's a lot of different options for how we can attack, but first we have to, just like with mindset, first we have to figure out where are you overspending? And then what are your goals? Is it your goal to only work 20 hours a week in your business? Okay, then you are either going to need really great systems or a really great team, or maybe some of both. It just depends on your business, right? What you're doing. And that may mean that you are not paying yourself top of the line dollar because you're only working 20 hours a week in your business. If you're willing to work 40 hours a week in your business and you want to have that full-time job, then that looks like maybe we can pay you more because you don't have to pay so much team because you're doing so much work. So it really is personalized to the business owner's goals, is what I would say. I would say it's a strong focus of ours to make sure that we're not burning people out, putting those systems in place because there's only so far that money can go before time is more important.
Can you share, without obviously without names, can you share some success stories or some challenges that people came in with and the aha moments that they had in working with you?
Yeah, I would say this one especially goes to that boosting profitability without burning out piece. We had a client who came in. They might have been profitable, but they weren't great. They were really looking to sell their business. They wanted to get profitable enough that they could sell their business because they were done. They were at that burnout spot. And I was like, okay, let's implement profit first so that we can see where you're spending too much money. We got a lot of things fixed and in line for him, and he was all of a sudden profitable, saving money. And this, it took a couple of years. Profit is not an overnight fix. I will say that too. But it took a couple of years, and he had implemented Profit First and was really actually falling in love with his business again. It was like, maybe I don't need to sell this. This is working pretty well. And here's where my favorite part came in. He had a team member actually whose dad passed away suddenly, and he had been doing profit sharing with his team, and his team came to him and said, we want to forgo our profit share this quarter so that you can pay this team member for 2 weeks of bereavement time. Because she didn't think she was going to be able to take time off to be with her family because she needed to work and all of those things. And he said, that's great. I'm going to do one better. You guys get your profit share, and I'm going to pay her 2 weeks bereavement time. Because he had that money set aside in his business, in his profit account, he had that cushion that he could fall back on and do the things that were important to him, take care of his team. And when you take care of your team, they take care of you. And your business, like his business, was just running at a point where he didn't want to sell it. And if he had wanted to sell it, it would have been way more profitable, able to pay team for bereavement time than it was when he had this turn revolving door of team in and out because he wasn't taking care of them. So I just love that profit first really does start to compound and take care of way more than the one goal that you came in to take care of it with.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love hearing that you, when you make more, you can be more generous.
Yeah, exactly. Part of the mindset work that we do is having clients identify their values. And sometimes we have to rename that profit account so that it is like the generosity account or the charitable donation account, because profit doesn't really motivate people at first, but being able to be generous with money does, or whatever it is. So that's another tip that we use in both mindset and the strategy work that we do.
In yesterday's interview, I learned, or Friday's interview, I can't remember what day it was. Instead of having a to-do list, have a success list. I love that. So I changed my to-do list to success list. And I love the idea that you're helping people understand that you can think about where do you want that profit to go? How do you want this to benefit you and your family or your community? I think that's so smart.
And it really does motivate business owners in a different way.
So if you could give all the small business owners out there, just one piece of advice when it comes to money, what would that be? Like, I know that's a big topic, but with all of your experience, what do you think the small business owner needs to hear most from someone?
That's always a tough one for me because I want to say open an account and go the practical way, but honestly, like, just start to notice where your body is reacting to money, because it does not matter how many practical things you put in place. If your body is running against those things, you will run against those things every single time. So just take a little bit of extra time. It does not have to be much, like 5 seconds when you're doing something regarding money, and really notice what's your body doing first.
I love that. Yeah, awareness is so important.
So important.
So, Shannon, if people are listening to this saying, oh my gosh, I need to talk to her, I need to pick her brains, so I'm interested in what she's doing, what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, so we've actually put together a special page just for your listeners. So if you go to fitforprofit.com/six, all spelled out, you will have access to our success kit. So we talked about three tips today. We actually also have two more tips on systems and strategy execution in your business, so goal setting. You'll get that. And then in that, you'll have my email and you can contact me there too.
Awesome. Thank you. That's an amazing gift.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so thanks so much again for joining us, Shannon. This has been such a great conversation, and I just love the renaming things and how that can make you feel. I think that's so important and can help so many people and is something really simple. So thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was great to be here.
So, listeners, thanks for being here. And if this conversation helped you think differently about your numbers, don't stop there. Make sure to collect Shannon's free resource. We'll put a link in the comments. And we'd love to also hear your biggest takeaway. Maybe it was the wealth relationship shift, the mindset, or something else. So just leave us a comment and let us know what you're going to implement first. And thanks everyone for being here.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.